The April 11th New Yorker featured an article calling Anna, her preferred pronunciation of A-N-N-A, Ferris, Hollywood's most original comic actress, and devoting a full 9 pages to her. This was based mostly on last year's The House Bunny, which also made me a Ferris fan. This year's What's Your Number is not as good as The House Bunny, but then almost nothing is. What's Your Number is a thoroughly enjoyable, sexy comedy that leaves out the vulgarities of Judd Apatow movies and should help firm up Anna Faris's position at the top of the list of comedy stars. But I can't see that it is, or needs to be, particularly original. The New Yorker quotes actor Ryan Reynolds as describing Faris as a fluffy bunny rabbit wearing lingerie and carrying a blood-soaked Bowie knife, which must refer back to her roles in the Scary Movie franchise, which I gather Faris is not too happy to remember. But the New Yorker emphasizes the fact that she does not want to be America's sweetheart and plays characters whose considerable sexual experience supposedly risks her acceptance by the audience. But elsewhere, the article relates Faris to the archetypal dumb blonde, the Marilyn Monroe territory, and those who think Marilyn Monroe played virgins are forgetting almost all of her work. In What's Your Number, Anna Faris plays the usual dumb blonde with street smarts enough to get what she wants in a silly story based on a silly premise leading to a comfortably predictable conclusion, the kind of mindless relaxation moviegoers have loved since before sound, with a heroine whose past life has had no psychological effect on her. It's this psychological innocence that keeps her from seeming soiled and sordid. Jim Erickson, over and out.